Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It's January 11th, 2016. You have tuned in to Pull It Together with Erica Black. I am Erica Black, a certified holistic life coach. I am the owner of my practice that's called Pull It Together, and I am here every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time with you guys on Blog Talk Radio to encourage you to live your best lives and give you helpful tools that can help your lives get better. Today we're going to talk about communication breakthroughs or breakdowns and breakthroughs. What are the typical problems in communication and how can we turn them around and actually communicate more effectively so that therefore we can change and improve our relationships, right? Real important. I mean, relationships are the foundation of everything that we do. They're the foundation of our homes, our households. They're the foundation of our work environment, of all of our social activities, our churches, any organizations that we belong to, even as we interact with people that we just meet, right? Communication is so important. So we're going to be talking about how to communicate more effectively so that it's a win-win for everyone today. So I hope you guys are having a good start to your year. It is the new year. It's on the 11th day, right, January. And 2016 is leap year. I don't know why that excites me. We get an extra day to live, to be, to do. It's something that only happens every 4 years, so we'll be looking forward to that in February. But, you know, I've had a good start to my year, and it's been kind of an unusual weekend here. But anyway, I've had a good start, you know. I'm excited for 2016. I'm expecting that it's going to be the best year for me yet because as I continue to learn and grow, my life is changing all the time, better and better and better. I'm more in the flow of the spirit. I'm more on course with who I am, what my purpose is, and how I want my life to be, and how I feel that, you know, God's directing me also. So as I learn and grow, then I share stuff with you. I've been really, really busy this year so far working on Life University, and I'm forecasting that sometime next week I will actually have it up on the very first course, which is Thrive, right? It's the Thrive course, teaching you how to really live the life of your dreams, to make the changes. There's 6 different modules in there, and I will have videos and written content also to back that up, a manual and so forth, so that I can take you step by step through my coaching program, which I have my 6-month program called Thrive. And it's all about getting you past the things that are holding you back so you can really start making the changes that you want so that you end up living a life that you love, right? The life of your dreams. And that, to me, nothing is better than that, for sure. So, you know, you can contact me for a free session. I can hook you up either with the online program. That's going to be a very good value for you if you can't afford the one-on-one coaching. But also, of course, I am available for the program, and that's one-on-one coaching. But I do give a free session to everyone. Oh, the other thing about this course is I'm going to have some office hours with that, too, where we can all get together at a certain time and do a video chat, and I can answer questions and kind of instruct you at those times, too. So it's going to be real comprehensive. I'm super excited about that, Life University, and you can look forward to upcoming courses after that, how to win at parenting, and how to have an all-star relationship. And I would say how to win at parenting and how to have an all-star relationship and actually succeed in life, it all has to do with communication, which is today's topic. So I'm really, really super excited about what we're dealing with today. Of course, if you're tuned in live here, you can call the studio line or participate in the chat room. I have the chat room open here on Blog Talk Radio, and I do have a guest call-in number to the studio. I will be checking the switchboard from time to time if you have questions or comments for me. You want to share a story or ask for some communication 101 advice, right? I'm here for you. Call-in number is 646-668-2473. And like I said, I will be checking the switchboard periodically in the chat room. Also, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, you want a free session with me, I would love and really value the opportunity to talk with you and give you some good tools that will help you move forward. My direct line is area code 513-646-0767. Again, 513-646-0767. You can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. You can also, look up my website and look for Erica Black. That's Erica with a K, black.com, or youcanpullittogether.com. Each URL will get you to me, and you can see my contact information that way, too. Or find me on Facebook at Pull It Together, Twitter, Periscope, you know, all great ways to get in touch with me now. Anyway, welcome. Glad you're here. You know, this is the only January 11th, 2016 that you'll ever have. You get one shot at this day, and when it's gone, right? I was talking to a client this morning. She's like, I can't accept the past, you know, and she's talking to me all about the past. I'm like, you know, the past is the past. It's in the past, you know. If you're staying there, you're keeping yourself connected to things that you can't do anything about. What you actually can make a choice about, what you can actually do something about is how you live today, right? You know, regretting the past, doing I wish I would have, if only I would have, if only this wouldn't have happened, you know, it's not going to help you. What does help is by looking at it, learning from it, taking your lessons, and then moving forward in today. Bring them into the present and be present. One of my mentors always said, keep your head where your feet are in today, right? But let it travel into the future. Don't let it go into the past. Keep it in today. Be present. It's exciting. What do you get to do today? What do you get to do today? I'm going to share with you on Friday, I posted on my Facebook page, on my Pull It Together page. I had to get going really early. So I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I heard it raining. So this is what I said. I woke up and heard the rain this morning and thought, man, because I have a lot of traveling to do in and out of rain. Then I prayed, and I thanked God for the day and the work that I get to do for my purpose, and I asked for His plan for the day. Big change. Now, I have the perspective, I said I realize, that the rain is nourishing to the grass, to the ground, to the trees, flowers, and fields. And I feel grateful to be alive and to have the opportunity to participate in this day. Today is the only January 8, 2016 I will ever have. It's not a dress rehearsal, this is real life. And that's true, right? So today is the only January 11th, 2016 that we'll ever have. It's not a dress rehearsal, it's real. How are you going to live today? What do you get to do today? You know, do you get to go to work? Do you get to go to school? You know, maybe you're dragging yourself around saying, I have to do this or that. What if you teach your mind and realize that you actually get to? I mean, you could choose not to. I mean, the consequences might not be good. But, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, your life, you get to participate in. So if we had a more positive idea about starting our days, maybe our days would actually go better. Food for thought anyway, right? Okay. So I want to jump into communication. I want to communicate to you about communication. Because this is so, so, so vital to our well-being and our overall lives, right? So, you know, everyone is different. We're all snowflakes. We know that. Just like a snowflake. There's never been one snowflake, which kind of blows my mind. Never one snowflake that's exactly the same. In all of history, and science can prove this actually, all snowflakes are different. They may be similar in a lot of ways, but and some of them are more similar than others, but if you actually look at the pattern, they're different. Snowing. It's just precipitation, right? It's just like God creates us. We're all different. You know, we may be real similar. Her really, really best friend in Cincinnati, and even her daughter said, she looked at us and she goes, you two are soulmates, because we are really, really similar. We're almost the same person, but we're not. We're not. We're still different. We still approach things a little differently. And it's wonderful when we look at the differences in people, you know, the differences in how we're created and how our minds work and things like that. Like I always say about my boyfriend, I love the way his mind works because it's different than mine and I can learn things from it. I hear how he reasons things and it's impressive to me because my brain would never do that, you know, never go through that particular path, but I admire it. You know, it's smart. It works well. He thinks of things that I wouldn't do and vice versa, you know, so it's pretty cool. We're all different and we have different personalities and we have different ways of processing information. Now, in communication, it's how our brains work, it's how our brains process the information and also how our spirits or souls do. It's involved in our emotions and also in our socialization, what have we become to believe about communication? You know, what kind of communication was it, healthy or unhealthy, the communication that we grew up with that was modeled to us, right? So we've, somewhere along the line, we've made assumptions about communication and how we respond to communication and things like that. So we also have kind of our default modes, and I want to take a look at those, right? One thing is definitely certain, communication is so vital to every relationship that we're in. If it's a parent-child relationship, relationship with your significant other, with authority figures, with friends or siblings, coworkers, name it, our communication skills or lack thereof can make or break every one of our relationships. So, what's the rub? What are the problems in communication? Number one, first and foremost, I'm just going to say it, we are all inherently selfish individuals. I don't care, the most gracious amongst us, if they were honest, and if you're honest right now, think about it. Who do you think of more than anyone else on the planet? Who do you spend your time, who's the protagonist of your thoughts? It's you, right? We all think about ourselves way more than we think about other people. Now, it's not that everyone buys themselves more stuff, or is selfish with things, or even with their time on people, do activities for other people's benefits and things like that, maybe even neglect themselves, you know, their own well-being. A lot of people do that. You know, they do a lot more for other people. And, you know, I mean, that's a whole other issue that could be very clearly a codependent thing. It could be a lack of self-esteem thing to where I'm trying to get my significance by serving others because I believe that if I do things for myself, then I'll be labeled a selfish person, so I don't want that. So I'm going to spend all my time doing for others. Or you can have people that just are searching for the right word, it's not coming, commissioned, I guess, to go out in the world and just serve, like Mother Teresa, you know, and all those dear ones that she ministered to and served, right? I mean, for sure. If you think of selfless individuals, she probably pops up at the top of your list, you know. But I'm pretty sure that the mother, Teresa, would tell you that in her head, she thought about herself more than others. We think about ourselves. We think about what we're doing, what we want. You know, it's what we concentrate on, right? What we want way more than we focus on everyone else. We might even do great things for others so that they'll like us and have a high opinion of us so that we feel better about ourselves. But the selfish person inside is somehow always scheming about what it wants, what will make it happy, you know, at the end of the day, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, what I need to do, what I, you know, want to do, and so forth. Always, like, you know, running through its list of things to do, that it needs to do, you know. I mean, I'm always thinking about, you know, okay, now I have my radio show coming up, so I need to get ready for that. And what am I going to say, right? You know, I mean, how am I going to live? What am I going to do? What do I want to do? I feel that somebody just hurt my feelings. I'm feeling sorry for myself. Whatever it is, you know, it's filled up with how I'm living, what I'm doing. And I do really, you know, I love you guys. And I love my friends and family, no doubt. And I try to serve them, and I try to serve you guys. And I'm doing it from a place of that I don't want anyone to live in bondage, right? I'm doing it from that place. My sincere desire is that no soul on the planet would live a sad life. That's why I have my practice. That's why I have this radio show. I'm not making money off of this radio show. I'm having this radio show for the pure motive of helping you guys, you know, speaking God's message out to you so you can be free and have a better life. You know, it's true. But, you know, on Mondays, I'm very much thinking about how I'm going to pull that off, what I'm going to say to you guys, you know. I mean, it's just all in, like, you know, my life is forefront in my mind. So we're all inherently selfish people. Number two, in a conflict or conversation, we act, we take an opponent stance instead of a teammate stance. You know, when it's conflict or a conversation because we don't really, you know, something's come up, we act like adversaries. We forget that we're on the same team. It's kind of like you and I are sitting across from each other at a table and there's a delicious pie in the middle. And so what do? With the pie, we start digging into it, both of us, to make sure that we get our equal share. Instead of, I'm going to cut you a piece of pie and put it on your plate. I'm going to put it on your plate and I'm going to expect that you're going to care for me in the same way. So I'm going to give you a piece of pie, and then I'm going to let you give me a piece of pie. And together we're going to taste the pie, and we're going to, you know, talk about it, agree that it's fantastic, or agree that the recipe needs work or whatever. You know, so we act like adversaries. That's the problem. The third problem is we don't really listen, you know? Listening is a wonderful skill, and if we're all honest, don't our minds wander when we're listening to another person sometimes? We have to really be intentional to give our attention to the other person and truly listen to what they're saying, you know, instead of making mental notes about the points that we want to rebut. We want to address. When they're done talking, we're going to bring up this point to address the point that they were making, how we're going to respond to what they're saying, and also how we can defend ourselves, right? Because we want to make sure that they know that our motives are correct, or they're acceptable, that, you know, why we did what we did or said what we said, right? And the fourth communication problem is we make assumptions without clarifying what the other person was really saying, right? Someone says something. We might think they snapped at us. We might think that they were mean to us. And instead of clarifying that, we might go off and get our feelings hurt and kind of sulk away. Meanwhile, we're hurt. So when we sulk away, then they might make assumptions about why we're sulking. And then it just gets into a conundrum, right? So I'm going to give you a couple of scenarios to help you kind of understand what I'm talking about here and how we can solve these problems. Check in real quick on the studio line. I don't have any questions in the chat room, and nobody's on the switchboard, so I'm going to carry on. So a couple of scenarios to help you understand. One is, you know, one of my clients is a parent, and they were talking about their child. Right, so a teenage child that barely communicates, kind of just, you know, comes home, goes into their room, says the bare minimum. When they're asked a question, they get the bare minimum response. And if they're upset about something, they might just walk out the door and not even say goodbye. You know, so then the parents complaining to me about the insubordination of the child and their bad attitude. But, you know, the actuality of the situation is that the child confronted the parent previously, you know, brought up something that they really wanted to say, and the parent's response was to defend themselves and explain in a very matter-of-fact way why they did what they did. So pretty much, so the child comes to the parent and goes, hey, you know, I don't understand, you know, this, and this is how I feel about this, you know, whole situation. And so then the parent goes, well, it wasn't me. I'm going to defend myself, and now I'm going to tell you exactly why I did, explain to you why I did what I did. So then the child just goes away. And so what actually happened there, if you see that, and you know, you understand. You want to explain the reasoning behind your actions, right? If you're a parent, you know, you're dealing with a child, you want them to understand. But what happened was the child had something to say, and the parent never let the child know that A, they heard what the child said, and B, that it mattered and that they cared about how the child was feeling and what the child had to say. Instead, it was immediate defense and immediate explanation. So the child felt shut down, unheard, and now they're in this situation of no communication. So the parent's frustrated and going, I don't know what to do. You know, I can't even talk to my child, right? So, you know, we're working on that. Another scenario is with a significant other. You know, I'm going to give you one of my own life examples. You know, so, you know, in my relationship, I offered to do something kind and I thought helpful for my boyfriend that he would enjoy. And he said, no, I can manage this myself. And I said, are you sure? Because, you know, I can do this really well, and I'll do it. And he said, no, I'll take care of it. Okay, so, and I was on the phone, but what he didn't know was I was on hold in organization, right? He didn't know that. He didn't know who I was on the phone with. He assumed it was important. So what he was doing was loving toward me and telling him he would take care of his own self, because he wanted to let me do what was important for me, right? My feelings got hurt. I assumed that he was kind of shushing me away, right? So then what I did is I sulked. away. And then when I felt away, because I made an assumption that he was just being irritable or, he was refusing my show of affection and love, right, to do an act of service for him. He was refusing it. So I felt rejected. I assumed I was rejected, and I sulked away. When I sulked away, he made an assumption that, you know, that I was mad at him or something, you know, and then so that irritated him. And so really both of us, instead of clarifying, because we could have gone to the other person, hey, wait a minute, hold on. You know, that didn't feel good. What's going on? You know, asking for more communication, right? You know, our responses were a little different to each other, but they were both wrong responses based upon assumptions that weren't necessarily true. You know, so those are two different scenarios, two different communication scenarios. So, you know, how can we fix these problems that we have in relationships and communication? Well, the number one thing is, we have to remember that if we're, whatever relationship that we're in, we're on the same team. Ultimately, we want a peaceful, harmonious, and great relationship with the other person. You know, if we're a child, we want that with our parents. If we're a significant other, we want that with our partner. If we're, a coworker, we want that with all of our coworkers. We want that with our boss. If we're a boss, we want that with our employees. I mean, every relationship, we want it to go smoothly and joyously, that we can accomplish our mutual goals and have a good outcome, right? So we need to remember that we're on the same team instead of getting put on the defensive, which in scenario one, the parent-child, we feel challenged, so we immediately start defending or explaining ourselves. You know, we need to show the other person that, number one, that we listen, right? So instead of not listening and instead of thinking about what you're going to say when the other person stops, well, let go and really listen to them. Give them your time, full attention, and your care. You know, show them that you actually care about what they're saying. You know, and if you feel like they're saying something negative about you or something you did or thought, you know, instead of rushing to your defense, because there's time for you to explain, but that's not it. Because, you know, if you think about yourself, the number one thing in communication that's a basic human need is that you are heard and cared about. So the other person hears you and cares about what you have to say. So really, listen to the other person and reflect it back to them. You know, I could have said to my boyfriend, you know, that didn't feel good. It felt like you were rejecting my offer of loving service. And then he could have had the opportunity to say, no, you're on the phone, and I wanted you to be able to give your attention to that. And then I would have gone, oh, okay, right? You know, and the parent actually listening to the child and not defending or explaining and saying, yes, I hear you. I heard this is what you're saying. Is that right? Shows the child that you care and that you're hearing, right? Very important. And don't make assumptions. Before you just make an assumption and sulk away or get mad and blow up, ask the other person what they actually meant. So listen, be on the same team. You know, don't make assumptions and reflect back to the other person what you really heard them say so that you can make sure what you think that they said is real. We're out of time. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much. Have an excellent week. Call me for your free strategy session. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Communicate well. Love you guys. Goodbye.